Good morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is Monday, September 24th. It's a dreary day out there, but relax. We're going to brighten your spirits because we have a fantastic show lined up for you. I certainly hope you can stick around for the entire 60 minutes because, again, it is going to be a great show. Going to have a special announcement coming up after the first break, so make sure you are around for that. Something that I want to share with you. But we'll talk more about that. Right now, let's do what we always do at the beginning of every episode of Spirit in the Morning. We turn to our Heavenly Father. We thank Him for giving us a new day. We thank Him for the many blessings that we have given, that He has given us. And we also ask for the grace that we need to make it through the day. Please join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us a new day. Father, you loved us into existence. You continue to sustain us through your mercy and your love. Father, help us to know you more, to love you more, and to be willing to serve you more, to be willing to let you use us as your instruments. Father, we are grateful for the fact that we are able to speak with you whenever we want. We're grateful for the fact that you are always present in our lives. Father, we ask you to bless us, to continue to draw us closer to you, to continue to increase our trust in your providence. Father, we lift up our needs, the needs of our family, the needs of our friends. We lift up those who are sick. Father, I ask you, and I really believe you can do this, to physically, miraculously heal anyone who is sick, and that includes anyone we know who might be suffering from cancer, muscular dystrophy, any number of serious diseases. We ask, Father, for you to touch them with your healing touch and completely heal them. Father, we lift up those who are anxious. So many people turn away from you because they are anxious. They begin to worry. They lose trust in you. We ask you to help them feel the peace that you want them to have so that they can turn to you with trust and appreciate the fact that you are our loving Father. I lift up anyone who struggles with despair, people who have just given up hope. Father, I ask that you restore their hope. Allow them to realize that with you all things are possible. Father in heaven, I lift up those who are battling addictions, any kind of addiction, drug addiction, alcohol, pornography, shopping, no matter what it is, I ask you to break the chains of their addictions and draw them close to you. Free them from the bondage of slavery. And allow them to live with the freedom that you desire. Father, I lift up those who are homeless. Oftentimes we forget about those who are homeless, who are out on the streets with no protection. I ask you to protect them, to send people to watch over them, to aid them in some way, and to allow them to experience your love and your peace. Father, I also lift up those who are homebound, those who are confined to their homes. I ask you to let them know that they are not alone. Father, I lift up our priests, our religious, our deacons, especially our Holy Father. Please bless their ministries. Allow them to bear great fruit. I pray for healing for the entire church. May all the members of the laity and the clergy come together and know what needs to be done. And please use us all to bring about the healing that is so needed in the church. I pray, Father, for those who are dealing with extreme weather conditions. Specifically, we lift up those in the Carolinas who are still suffering from tremendous flooding. Father, I ask you, you could do this. I ask you to miraculously let the flood waters recede, so that the homes that are in danger of being overtaken by the floodwaters can be safe. Father, I ask you to speak through us on the program today. Please give us the words so that your message can go forth over the airwaves. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I always say, thank you for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimek. This is Spirit in the Morning. So glad to be with you here on this Monday, September the 24th. Coming up later in the show today, we will be joined by Catherine Hadrow, who is the host of the program EWTN Pro-Life Weekly. Catherine has been gracious enough to come on today. She is a regular guest on the program. She's got a very busy schedule, but she's always willing to come on and share some of the great pro-life news that is taking place with us on Spirit in the Morning. So Catherine will be here in just a little while. We've got some music for you. And again, after the first break, I want you to make sure that you are listening, because I have a special announcement, something that I want to discuss with you. So if you know somebody who is a regular listener of Spirit in the Morning and they might not be listening now, why don't you alert them that a special announcement will be coming up at about 7:18 or so, right after the first break. Speaking of special, one of the specialist people I know, the one, the only, Dave Parker.
Hey, Gary, thank you. And you're pretty specialist, too.
Oh, thank you, my man. How was your weekend, Dave?
It was good. It was good. It was busy. But
you look a little tired today.
What day is this? Right? Where am I?
No, seriously. Today is Monday, September the 24th. Hey, welcome to Spirit.
Really? We'll start again from the top. Good morning, everyone, our faithful listeners. I was blessed to go out to St. Joseph Parish in Downingtown.
Yes.
They had Family Fully Alive. What an event. The headliners, Dr. Scott Hahn, his wife, Kimberly,
yes,
and others. And it was a real blessing. It was a real blessing. So I worked that on Saturday, but that was after the thon. I mean, the radio. You know, you could say Mara or radio thon, you know. And anyways, but it was good. It was all good. Met some really great people out at St. Joseph. And I hear Abbey Fest was good. I was going to try. Barbara, my wife, helped me work the table at St. Joseph's.
Yes.
And she's awesome. You know, I felt like the Maytag repairman. They were talking to her. I was lonely sitting in the corner. No. No.
You could have texted me, Dave.
Gare,
I would have been there for you.
I need you, man. Send the cavalry.
No. I'm sorry.
man, thanks for asking. But I met many wonderful people. God. And they love Spirit in the Morning. I'll tell you more later.
Oh, that's good to say. And, you know, I want to also, I'd be remiss in not saying this. I want to thank you for supporting Holy Spirit Radio. It's always difficult to come on the air with these radiothons because it's not easy to ask for money, Dave. It's not easy to do it. But I want to thank you for being so kind to us. Your generosity is
amen.
It's overwhelming. Oh,
amen.
We thank you for that. We're very grateful.
Well said, Gary. Yes.
Dave, I want to read the weather. I want to do the gospel, but very quickly. How about those Philadelphia Eagles, my man?
Yeah, that was my drum roll on
hey,
the countertop.
Hey, let's
yes.
put it this way. Carson Wentz is back.
Yes.
Looked pretty good.
He did.
The Eagles won.
Yes.
Wasn't the prettiest of games, but they won.
No.
And that's a good thing.
Absolutely. I had to leave last minute real quickly. You know, 3 minutes left because at St. Francis Cabrini Parish at 4 p.m. yesterday, we had a new instrument, a new organ dedication concert and praise and thanksgiving to God. It was awesome. But I was listening to sports radio on the way down, and then they made an announcement that the Eagles were actually winning before the concert started.
Oh, good.
Because we had a lot of people with some Eagles shirts on
Very
at the concert.
Good. Very good. Great start to the concert, knowing that the Eagles won.
Absolutely.
Right? All right, let's take a look at the weather today at the Philadelphia International Airport right now. It is 62 degrees under overcast skies. Today, chance of rain with a high near 67. Tonight, rain, low around 62. And Tuesday, showers likely. High near 77. Right now at the moment in Westchester, 59 degrees. In Quakertown, 59 degrees. And in Holland, it is 64 degrees.
Mm.
All right, Mr. Parker, let us take
yes,
a look
sir.
At our gospel as we do each day on the program, the gospel from Daily Mass. Mm-hmm. We go to Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel, or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away. No one who lights a lamp, Dave, conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed.
Mm-hmm.
We are called to share Christ with others.
Absolutely.
And you know, I was kidding around with someone the other day talking about, and this is an old Mother Angelica line, if it wasn't for people, Christianity would be easy, right? Or Christianity would be a lot easier if it wasn't for people. It's difficult to get out and love other people, to share Christ with others.
Yes.
It's much easier to take your prayer book and go sit before the Blessed Sacrament or in your room.
Which is okay to do.
That's okay to do, but we're called to let our light shine, and really let the light of Christ shine before others. And yes, we will sometimes encounter people who do not want to hear the message.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And another line in that gospel passage, that he knows everything. We cannot hide anything.
Yeah.
He knows, I mean, he knows everything. And that's very stark. And that says, like, well, I mean, if I think I can get away with something and I'm not I or anyone.
Very good point.
Yeah. It's like, oh, if we're hiding it, he knows. And it's basically come clean. We need to come clean.
So think about that today, and don't be afraid to go out there and share the message of Jesus Christ with others, because a lot of people don't know him. To some people, you will be the only Jesus they'll ever know. And think about that today. I'm not going to take credit for that. That's another Mother Angelica line. So Mother's inspiring me today.
Hey, I want an original Zimak. Come on.
All right, how about this? We're going to go to break now. When we come back, I'm going to have a very special announcement, something that I need to discuss with you. So if you could stick around, grab some coffee. We will be chatting for the next few minutes right after the break. And then later in the show, Catherine Hadrill will be here. So stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 24th. Today we celebrate Blessed John Henry Newman. Born in London in 1801, John Henry Newman was first ordained an Anglican priest. Over time, he became convinced that the Roman Catholic Church was in closest continuity with the church that Jesus established. At age 44, Newman became a Roman Catholic and joined the Congregation of the Oratory. 2 years later, he was ordained a Catholic priest, and in 1879 was named a cardinal. Newman founded oratory houses in England and served as rector of the Catholic University of Ireland. He also wrote poetry and novels and published 8 volumes of sermons. Called the absent father of Vatican II, Newman's writings, especially on conscience, the vocation of lay people, and the relation of church and state, helped shape many of the Council's documents. 3 years after his death in 1890, the first University Newman Club for Catholic Students was established. Today, many ministry centers at public and private universities and colleges bear his name. Pope Benedict XVI beatified Newman in 2010. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
What's a good prescription for an awesome start to your day? A strong cup of coffee, Gary Zimak, and Spirit in the Morning.
Another cold night, waiting on me. We got a packed house. The crowd is calling out. They want the beat to drop, but what we really need is you. If you want to steal my show, I'll sit back and watch you go. If you got something to say, go on and take it away. Need you to steal my show. Can't wait to watch you. Smoking lights. So I'll step out the way. I'll give you center stage. Alright, spotlight. Give them what they came for. If you wanna steal my show, I'll sit back and watch you go. If you got something to say, go on and take it away. Need you to steal my show.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. The time right now is 7:18. That song was Steal My Show by Toby Mac. Do you know that's the first song that we ever played on the air on Spirit in the Morning? And you know, I think that's such a great message. I think that is certainly the way I like to live, and I think everybody here at the station operates in the same way. This is not our show. This is not our station. This station belongs to the Lord. And we try to let him speak through us. And that's why we're here. That's what inspires us. And every day before we go on the air, we talk to the Holy Spirit. We say, Holy Spirit, let us know what we are supposed to say. With that in mind, I want to share some news with you. And this isn't easy. This isn't an easy thing to share. But I want to let you know that I will be leaving Spirit in the Morning. Friday's going to be my last show. Basically, the reason is this is a family decision. I'll give you a short reason. The short reason is I'm leaving because I feel the Lord wants me to leave. He's calling me to move on. It's sometimes you realize that your state in life dictates how you follow the Lord's will. And in my case, I really feel this is the best move for my family. To be honest with you, we've done this show for 2 years. Waking up at 4 a.m. is not easy. It seems to be getting harder. You know, it seems to be getting more difficult, and I feel the need to be more fully present for my family. You probably know, I've talked about this before, I have another job. I work at Mary Mother of the Redeemer Parish. I have a full-time job, plus I'm still speaking, plus I'm still writing. There is a lot going on, and I just feel it's the right move. And before I bring Frank and Dave on to talk about this, I want to let you know something that But just about 2 years ago, it was September of 2016, I got this crazy idea about a morning show. I've always had this idea. We need a Catholic morning show featuring contemporary Christian music. To make a long story short, I went to Dale Meyer, the president of Holy Spirit Radio. I said, hey, Dale, what do you think? He said, yes, let's do it. And it turns out, as it so happens, Dave Parker and I were doing some on-air material. Dave and I were never on the air together, but we were on the air for the Radiothon 2 years ago, and we kind of clicked. It was just a nice thing. All of a sudden, Frank Eliason comes into the picture, getting more involved in the station. He was always involved, but he was getting more involved, and the pieces were together, and we had a morning show. Now, when this show first went on the air, my goal was, we're not going to have guests. We don't need guests. But I soon realized that I can't talk that much, and the Spirit inspired me, let's get some guests.
I don't know about that, folks. So.
I want to tell you that I had no idea of the caliber of guests that would start to come on this show. We were getting many, many national quality guests, people wanting to come on this show, who I was just surprised they would continually want to come on the show. We have had hundreds of people want to come on Spirit in the Morning over the past 2 years. Absolutely incredible. Now, for the rest of this week, again, my last day is going to be Friday. I'm going to have some of the people that I just want to bring on who've been regular guests on the show to just kind of say so long and say thank you to. That's going to be John Bergsma tomorrow, Lisa Hendy, Mark Poletno from the Malvern Retreat House, Tony Rossi will be here. You hear him with the Christophers every day. It's real, and of course, Catherine Hadrill was kind enough to come on to today's program. Again, not an easy decision, but I feel it's what the Lord is calling me to do right now. I'm not going away. You're going to be hearing a lot of me. I will be doing plenty of network radio. I've got a new book coming out in January. I'm still going to be doing a lot of work for the Lord, but I just feel the call that I'm supposed to move away from doing Spirit in the Morning right now. Frank Eliason, it has been an incredible 2 years. I don't think any of us had any idea that the three of us would gel like this and that we would be able to produce a show that was much bigger than any of us.
It's been an absolutely fun experience. You know, ever since we found out about this, we've been praying and hoping that minds may change, that the direction may change, because we absolutely love having you, Gary. The show has been, in my view, a real uplifting, no pun intended, way to start our day.
Yeah,
and it's really interesting because we also try and figure out, what do we do now? And we're still praying on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I pray that you'll decide, you know what, I really think we should do this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously that's not the answer, at least at this stage. Hopefully at some point it does become that answer, and we're always here for you. What we're going to be doing temporarily while we continue to pray for this is, you know, we will be moving the Sunrise Morning Show to 7 o'clock and bring Open Line to 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we will have those programs for now. This is not the permanent answer. Spirit in the Morning may come back in a different iteration. Maybe a different show comes back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer to that as of this point. You know, my personal view is I'd love to see this continue, because you don't find this. I've checked out Catholic radio everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes I find, you know, programming pulls people down. This show lifts people up.
That's right.
And that's been a theme that we've had from day one. And that's something I think is an extraordinarily important way for our listeners to start their day, to really be brought up. Mm-hmm. This world has a way of bringing people down.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was watching news over the weekend and all that stuff. And, you know, all I kept doing was going, it keeps pulling me down.
Yep.
Whether
right.
it's stuff mm-hmm. about, you know, the Catholic Church or stuff about, you know, what's going on in the secular world. I need something to pick me up. And that is really what you've delivered on. And so, first of all, I want to tell you I'm proud to call you a friend.
Oh, thank you.
I'm proud of the work that you've been able to do. Everyone here at Holy Spirit Radio is absolutely thrilled at everything you've delivered and the way you've done it. You know, and I think they get inspired by it. And, you know, I think that what I'm going to ask our listeners to do is, hey, you know what? You have ideas or views? Email me. So my email is frank@holyspiritradio.org. You probably hear it throughout the day numerous times in different spots and stuff like
right.
that. But you know what? Email me, frank@holyspiritradio.org. Tell me your thoughts about what we should be doing. Tell me your views of all this. And, you know, hopefully together we can all become inspired to do something so special. I think this show has been so special.
Yeah.
And I love to find what is that perfect
mm-hmm,
thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to
say,
first of all, Frank, thank you for saying what you did. But I want to say this show is a team effort. This show is so much bigger than just me. Yeah, I pick just about all of the guests. I pick the music. I was thinking about this the other day. The Christophers, I wanted the Christophers to be a part of this program. And that's why I'm so glad to have Tony Rossi come on the program. We'll talk more about that. But even what we call the bumper music, when we go to breaks, my daughter suggested music that we could use for that. And I remember when the three of us sat down together and, and just scoped it all out and said, all right, here's what we're going to do. And, you know, Frank, you have brought so much to this show, as well as Dave Parker. And the Holy Spirit
just
drives all three of us. And I honestly think that all three of us have grown tremendously throughout these 2 years.
Oh, I agree.
There were times we were ready to kill each other. I mean, we did some remotes.
We're family.
But you know what?
We are family.
But none of us, all of us understood the big
picture.
That's
coming out in the book. No.
All of us understood the big picture that the Lord put us together, and
yes,
I think
he
we
did.
Have all grown closer together.
Amen, brother.
As friends, as brothers in Christ, as is the fact that we grew together with our listeners, and our listeners have very much become part of our family. Dave Parker, I am so grateful for you.
So am I.
Showing
you,
up
Gary.
Every day.
I'm
going to
miss you, brother. But I know that, I mean, we're bonded for life and into eternity, you know, through this, through the Holy Spirit. And from the bottom of my heart, and I have the, I can control the on or off button here. I'm going to miss you, brother. I love you.
I love you too.
I love you
I'm going to miss you guys too. And the thing is, you know, Frank, this is a,
you
see us coming in the morning. A lot of times Dave and I are dragging.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit, we always ask the Holy Spirit to give us
what
we
need. You say the two of you are dragging, I'm always the last one to come in.
but you know, that's true. But
he gets that extra five.
But when the mic goes on and you're on with us, you wake up too because that's the Spirit inspires us because we care about you, the listener. We really do.
It's about you, the listener.
Exactly.
Yeah,
now,
and we're the conduit through which the Holy
Spirit
and the Lord brought, well, that's why he brought us together. And yeah, we've had our trials. And I've grown so much. What a blessing to sit here across from Gary when he interviews someone. I have learned so much. I mean, not from just from the guests,
these
but more
guests,
from you, Gary.
Well,
no, you. Your interview style, the way you approach it. And yes, sometimes you have to nugget through because you are tired, but it doesn't come across. 99.9% of the time, you can't tell, you know.
Because the Spirit just works through us, I think, and that's... That's what happens to me. I know that's what happens to all of us. And these guests are just unbelievable, the people that we have on. The fact that we can get John Bergsma, one of the greatest scripture scholars in the country, to come on a local show every week, and he wants to. I mean, it's just incredible. And the same with many of the guests we have. I'm just so grateful that the Lord has given me this opportunity. And Frank, I want to thank you and everyone at the station. You guys took a chance on me.
No, you know, but I think you helped everyone grow. I think you helped everyone that's been involved in the station for 20 years grow. I think you've helped our listeners grow. You should walk away feeling very proud.
Amen. But I ain't walking away just yet. We still got another week of shows to do. Hey, when we come back, Catherine Hadro will be here. Stay tuned.
Let's check on the news. A second allegation of sexual misconduct has emerged against Judge Brett Kavanaugh, a development that has further imperiled his nomination to the Supreme Court, forced the White House and Senate Republicans onto the defensive, and fueled calls from Democrats to postpone further action on his confirmation. The new accusation landed late Sunday in a report from The New Yorker, which dates to the 1983-84 academic year, which was his first at Yale University. In a statement provided by the White House, Kavanaugh said the event, quote, did not happen, and that the allegation was, quote, a smear, plain and simple. China has raised tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. imports in an escalation of their fight over technology policy following a deadline for President Donald Trump's latest increase. The General Administration of Customs said it started collecting additional taxes of 5-10% on a list of thousands of American goods at noon Monday, their time, ratcheting up their fight over Beijing's technology policy. The increase coincided with the time for Trump's planned tariff hike on $200 billion of Chinese goods to take effect, but there was no confirmation from the U.S. government that it was collecting the higher charges. More than a week after Florence crashed into the Carolinas, all the water from heavy rains is nearing the coast. Authorities in Georgetown County, South Carolina, say they put up to 8,000 people on alert for possible evacuations starting Monday in an expectation of an event of up to 10 feet in floodwaters. Officials are especially eyeing gauges along the Petey and Waccamaw Rivers and said people should be ready to leave homes in the potential flood zones before possibly life-threatening flooding begins setting in as early as Tuesday. Florence struck the Carolinas September 14th, dumping heavy rains and claiming at least 43 lives on its slow passage north. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center has said that Tropical Depression Kirk has weakened and now has maximum sustained winds of 35 miles per hour. It's located about 835 miles southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. In addition, subtropical storm Leslie is expected to dissipate in a few days. The Archbishop of Chicago has removed a priest as head of a Northside church after he burned a rainbow banner, angering the LGBT community. The Chicago Tribune reports that Cardinal Blaise Supich announced Father Paul Kalchick's removal in a recent letter to parishioners and staff at Resurrection Catholic Church. Supich said he acted, quote, out of concern for Kalchick and parishioners. He said the 56-year-old priest needed, quote, time away from the parish to receive pastoral support. Kalchick had earlier spoken of his own abuse as a child by a neighbor, as well as a later incident by a priest when he was 19, and said the abuse crisis in the church was, quote, definitely a gay thing. However, the priest told the Tribune on Friday that he's not anti-gay and that he was, quote, about as much of a gay basher as Mother Teresa.
With this Holy Spirit Radio news update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Holy Spirit Radio presents La Voz de Dios every Sunday at 4 p.m. Join Jocelyn Martinez as they host the Philadelphia Archdiocese weekly Spanish language radio program. That's La Voz de Dios every Sunday at 4 p.m.
Nothing hurts my mom that she showed it anyway. She'd always say, you do what you need to do to take care of yourself. But she thought that meant she had to do it on her own. We were trained to help others, but there's strength in finding help for yourself too. We're in this together.
The VA Women Veterans Call Center connects veterans with personalized information on VA services that can make a difference. Call 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov.
It's a good morning spelled with a Z. You're on Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, save it. He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, save it. He's a prison shaker. Chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Chainbreaker from Zach Williams. I'm Gary Zimek. The time right now is 7:36. Thank you for tuning in to the program. You know, that's one of my favorite songs. And all throughout the week, I'm going to pick some of my favorite songs that we've been featuring on Spirit in the Morning for the past 2 years and really highlight them, as well as some of my favorite guests. And in case you missed the announcement before the break, I announced that I am leaving Spirit in the Morning. I feel the Lord's calling me to do it. I feel it's the right thing for my family. You know, I love the show. I love you as a listener, but I feel it's the right thing to do. I'm going to be here for the remainder of the week, though. And so all week, I've been contacting some guests who have been very, very special to this program. One person that has always been there for me every time I asked her to come on the show, even though she is incredibly busy, is Catherine Hadro. She's the host of EWTN Pro-Life Weekly. Catherine joins me now to fill us in on some of the great news that's taking place in the pro-life world. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. And it's always, let's be clear, my joy and honor to speak with you whenever I get the chance. So good morning and thanks for having me on.
You are so nice, Catherine. And you've always been so willing to come on the show, even though you're very busy. And I just want to tell you, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. I am so grateful, not only for your kindness to come on this program every time I need you, but also for the great work that you're doing to advance the pro-life cause. So thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for sharing your God-given gifts with all your listeners and with all your guests. And I know that the fruit from your good work will continue to live on.
Well, I'm going to just try to see what the Lord has in mind for me, and we'll see what happens. So, Catherine, what's going on? Is there any good news? Because you always have good news, and you know, let's face it, this is a tough topic. It really is, because you deal with some harsh realities. But how about some good news? What's taking place in the pro-life world?
There's a lot going on right now, as always, and there's definitely always good news and hope. Obviously, a lot of eyes right now are on the Supreme Court and what the possible future is there. A lot is developing on Capitol Hill. But one story that I'm really excited to share with viewers this week, so it's not so much a news story, but it's a story that really touched my heart that I think will touch viewers' hearts as well. I met with this family, a Catholic family, who opened up and shared with me about their daughter, Courtney, who died a few years ago at the age of 22. And Courtney's life was filled, with a lot of challenges and hardships. She died undiagnosed with some disability that made it so that she had seizures every day, was confined to a wheelchair, couldn't speak. So to the outside world, you know, one would look and maybe think, this poor family, or, oh my goodness, what a hardship. But I have to say, Gary, I had the privilege to sit down with the Lenneberg family who shared with me, no, their Courtney had a beautiful impact on their life. And especially when the family switched from having this sense of, we need to fix her, we need to cure her, to, no, let us embrace her and the life that she has and the way that God made her. And Courtney's legacy is living on to this day. So that is just a very, I don't know, they share with a message that I think our world needs to hear today, just how every life, no matter the disability, no matter what age, no matter what stage, no matter what you can or cannot do, every life is a gift. And I think that's a message that really counters a lot of what our culture and what our world tells us. And it is just really beautiful that I can't wait to share with our viewers this week.
Yeah, and that is a message that we do need to hear. Now, I've shared, Catherine, I've shared this on the air before. I don't think you and I have discussed this, but my mother is in a nursing home. She has advanced Alzheimer's. She's been there for 10-plus years. She's on a feeding tube for the past, 7 or 8 years. She just basically forgot how to eat. I visit her. You know, I was there with her yesterday. She hasn't known me in years. I heard from family members at the time, my sister and I were considering having them insert the feeding tube because she forgot how to eat and otherwise she would die. I heard from family members saying, how could you do this to her? This is so cruel. This is no quality of life. And my sister, thank God, my sister is so good. The two of us were on the same page with this. We said, no, she's alive. She is a human being.
Right.
It's not up to us to decide the value of her life. That's God. looks at her as every bit as valuable as anybody else. But unfortunately, that message gets lost in today's society, right?
It does. And oh my goodness, thank you for sharing that. I mean, my grandmother died from Alzheimer's as well. And I know those last few remaining years, even though they were so challenging and hard, were beautiful and there was a purpose to it. And it's so hard, Gary, because it speaks to, again, another countercultural message, which is hard to evangelize sometimes, but it speaks to, well, what is the value in suffering? That's not an attractive word, but but we as Catholics know, that there is an inherent value to that, even though it's so confusing. And again, it's hard to share that with others, but we know, you know, and even when certain lives are not the most convenient to our schedule or what we think our life should look like, doesn't mean that there's not a reason that life is there.
Exactly. And, you know, getting back to you're talking about that family, and what a great story. I can't wait to see that. Oftentimes, the thing that many people forget is that if God allows us to be in a situation like that with a family member who has a disability or something, He'll give us the grace that we need to experience peace and go on, right? But we often forget that, and we panic, and we think, oh, gosh, if that was me, I would not be able to handle it. But He's not going to give me the grace to deal with what is an imaginary problem in my life. That's somebody else's real problem. But to me, it's not a real problem. And if and when it does become real in my life, I have to trust that the Lord will give me the grace to be able to carry whatever cross He gives me and endure.
Absolutely. And something, you know, I've been thinking about a lot lately that this story reminded me of is each one of us, I think, we have this idea as to what our life is supposed to look like.
Yes.
We have, whether it's a timeline for certain things or, you know, what have you, we have this idea and, okay, God, you know, how come this isn't happening now? Or how come this is happening now? What is this? But, you know, God, let God's will be done. And it's probably good when God's plan looks different than ours, because then we know that we are following God's will in that case.
What a good point, because that's I'm going to admit this. I'm a control freak, Catherine. I like to be in control. And it's hard for me to say, Lord, You know better than I do. I mean, that almost sounds ridiculous as I say that, but it's very hard for me to trust completely and say, Lord, I think I know best, but, you know, I'm going to trust You. And that is only possible in my life because I'm such a control freak with the help of the Holy Spirit. And I could say, Holy Spirit, help me to trust. Help me to let go.
And He does.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's what's so beautiful is, and then to look back and see, okay, God, I see what You were doing there.
Exactly.
Why? And, you know, I think, I don't know about you, I have these moments of clarity sometimes of like, oh, I need to trust You. I see what You did.
Yes.
And how easily I forget when the next, you know, whatever pops up. But I think this is, it speaks to the culture of life, this idea that every life is a gift and these inconveniences and these surprises and, you know, all of that. And that planned, that control freak kind of mindset and culture that feeds into Planned Parenthood's mindset and culture and the culture of death.
Yeah.
So I think we all need to remember that and embrace God's will and the unexpected.
Exactly. And as you have seen, as you interviewed this family, and I'm sure many other families in similar situations, these people are peaceful because they are carrying their cross and letting the Lord help them, right?
Absolutely. And I walk away, you know, with so many different families who have so generously opened up their home and poured out their hearts and shared with me how God has worked in their life in different ways. I'm just so struck by how good God is. And, He's everywhere. So whether it's on Capitol Hill, that we're definitely continuing to watch the pro-life news there, or, you know, in each and every home, God's working.
Amen. Amen to that. Catherine, before we go, we have about a minute left in the segment. Can you remind us where we can follow your work online? Because I know you have a website set up. Is that correct, where you can follow your work?
Absolutely. Yes, and thank you for asking. So viewers can go to EWTN.com/pro-life. And you can see a lot of the latest pro-life news and also links to the show. And also I encourage everyone to go on YouTube and you can catch the entire show, EWTN Pro-Life Weekly, or different little clips and segments. So just go to EWTN's YouTube page and you can scroll down and see EWTN Pro-Life Weekly. Thanks, Thanks for asking, Gary.
Awesome.
And we always air every Thursday night on EWTN at 10 p.m. and again on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Awesome. I look forward to continuing to watch you, Catherine. And again, I want to thank you really for coming on the show so many times. And I've got a feeling that the Lord is not done with me talking to you. We're going to be talking again in the future, I'm sure, right?
I really hope so. I really hope so. And thank you for, again, sharing your gifts with your listeners and with me. And I really look forward to the next time we get a talk.
Thank you so much, Catherine Hadro. Talk to you again soon, I hope. God bless you.
Bye.
All right, see ya. That's Catherine Hadro. Hey, when we come back, we've got the Be Not Afraid Bible verse plus more. Stay tuned.
Love is what we've come here for. This is why we stay.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Our Sunday Visitor newspaper offered some tips that fathers should keep in mind, helpful steps that will aid anyone who wants to be a better parent. First, make time for your kids. Your children know your time is valuable. Taking a few hours to be with them will let them know how loved they are. Next, be a loving husband. A strong marriage leaves an equally strong impression on children. Don't fear intimacy. It might not go with being macho, but it will help you become a better leader. Let your kids see you make mistakes. Children can learn a lot if they know their dads aren't perfect. And finally, ask for help. Seeking everyone's input shows both strong leadership and a sense of humility. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
A longtime supporter of Holy Spirit Radio is Holly Hill Health Foods, a locally owned, family-run business for over 26 years. They offer a wide selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and formulas. They also have nutritionists to serve your needs. Visit Holly Hill Health Foods at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, Pennsylvania, or call them at 215-361-7770. You can also shop online at hollyhillvitamins.com.
Tipping our coffee mugs in a salute to a God-centered day. You're listening to Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
Have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat and then under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win, you never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do. Have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out
my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory.
But the stone was just the right size to put the giant on the ground. And the waves, they don't seem so high. On top of them, looking down, I soar with the wings of evil. When I stop and listen to the sound of Jesus singing over me,
the voice of truth that tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe. I will choose to listen and believe. Voice of truth, listen and believe the voice of truth. I will listen and believe, 'cause Jesus, you are the voice of truth. And I will listen to
that is one of my favorite songs. And when I was doing a radio program on a different Catholic network, Once Upon a Time, that was my theme song. That's The Voice of Truth by Casting Crowns. I want to give a quick shout out to my friend Graham Galloway, who happens to be listening to the program. Graham is from Franciscan Media, and they have, you, as you know if you've listened to this program, Saint of the Day from Franciscan Media has been a big part of this show since the beginning. So, Graham, I thank you for that. I thank you for all the great guests you've been sending our way. And I'm very grateful, brother, and I hope that you and I will stay in touch even after this, even after I'm not on the air with Spirit in the Morning anymore. Okay, time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Today we go to Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments! And how inscrutable His ways. That's a very fancy way to sum up what Catherine Haydron and I just talked about. God's a lot smarter than we are. We forget that sometimes when we don't trust Him, but He knows what He's doing. And if there's one thing I can tell you today, if you're looking for peace in your life, pray to the Holy Spirit that He'll help you to trust His will for your life, because He knows what He's doing. He really does.
Yes, He does. Always. And that's the struggle in life. We forget that. But that's what we have to do. It's actually simple, but hard to do.
Yep.
So I want to give a quick shout out to Joan. Just had a lovely conversation with her. She's very disappointed to hear that you'll be leaving us. She's hoping you're inspired otherwise, and as we all are. But she sends her love to the morning show, to you, Dave, as well.
Thank you, Joan.
And thanking you for the past 2 years and of what you've done. So just wanted to give that shout out to Joan, so we appreciate the conversation.
Yeah, and you know, Frank, while you're in here with us, we over the course of our radiothon, the past 3 days that we were on the air, we heard from many listeners who really appreciate the work that we're doing at Spirit in the Morning, and we're very grateful for that, as well as people who say, I love Holy Spirit Radio. I am listening constantly. So that's good to hear that.
Absolutely. And so, you know, it's one of those things, you know, this show will continue in some way, shape, or form at some point. And, you know, I hope it's inspired by you, Gary, in whatever way possible, whatever way the Holy Spirit sees fit. But, you know, it's been a fun 2 years in seeing this thing grow and change. Mm. You know, I remember the first day and just, let's hit play a song.
Do we still have that recording?
We do.
We should pull that out someday. Wow.
and remember, I mean, tripping over wires and cords. I mean, we have
still
the cameras.
Do that.
We do have the cameras in here now. And I mean, maybe on Wednesday we'll have to trip on something just to, reminisce.
You.
No. I'm just kidding.
No, thank you.
No.
But
I was going to say,
But it has grown. And Frank, a lot of it is due to your knowledge, the fact that you really just changed the way we do business here. We're grateful for that.
The show itself became highly structured. I think your interview skills became really pronounced. It was kind of interesting. I don't want to do interviews. And then when you start you start doing those interviews. We did some early interviews, and it was like, wait, these interview segments are actually turning out to be good.
Yeah, exactly.
And then all of a sudden, like, oh, let's just make one interview segment, and then we'll do one that's not. And then it was like, let's do two interview segments. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was fun to watch how that happened over time.
The morphing of the show and how we settled on that model, if you will. And we would always, I would always kid off air, like, man, I would tell people, like, you don't want to, don't ever listen to the first week on podcast. What does Frank do one time? He played that. he called my bluff. Yeah. And actually,
I think it wasn't that bad. No, I think it's fun to listen to because it gives you an idea of where things came from. Right. And, you know, you get an idea of where things can go.
Absolutely.
And I think that comes from being inspired. I think there's a challenge. There's a lot of tough things going on in the world right now. And I think that, you know, the beauty to this show is bringing that positive energy and attitude towards all those things. But you know what? That it becomes really draining at how to do this right at times.
Right.
Having those right guests and making those right decisions.
Exactly.
You know, it's not an easy task. And you know, it's one of those things that to do over an extended period of time is extraordinarily difficult. So, you know, I pray that we'll be able to find ways to continue to bring on that and do it in a way that inspires you.
And Frank, you know, you're right about that, especially with all that's been going on in the news, especially in the world and in the church. I was very specific as to inviting certain guests and excluding others because we want to keep this show positive, right? We want to inspire. Yeah. We want to
uplift.
We don't want
to
bring you down.
Mission. Our mission was to meet you where you are, engage you as you get up for work, go out the door, drive. We love you. Keep listening.
All right. There's our music. We got to get on out of here. Tomorrow on the show, Dr. John Bergsma and Lisa Hendy will be here. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak reminding you, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. You know the deal. Make sure you turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next time.
God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.